Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the every other week Tuesday night open call. And I'm waiting for the little circle to quit going around to tell me that Jesse is unmuted. And it just keeps going around and around and around. And I'll see if I can get Terry unmuted. It would appear that Blog Talk Radio is kind of bulky tonight. I tell you what, we just never know. I hope this is not an indication of how things are going to go forward, but hopefully everybody can hear me, and we'll get started here pretty quick as soon as we can get Blog Talk to do what we're wanting it to do, which doesn't seem to be happening. And I'm going to see if I can reverse that, or maybe I'm just going to have to go ahead and get out of Blog Talk and try coming back in again and restarting things. That may be the way we have to do things tonight, because we're not getting anywhere here. So I'm going to give this another 15 seconds. There we go. All of a sudden, the board just lit up. And we'll see now whether we can get Jesse unmuted. Jesse, can you talk to us?
I can talk.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Man, look at that. Yeah. And we got Terry should be. Yeah, Terry should be unmuted. The board was stuck. Mr. Larry,
yeah, hear you.
You should be unmuted, and Sir John, you should be unmuted.
I'm here.
All right.
John, you feeling any better?
I'm starting to, man. It's been a long haul.
Me too. Tell Dave, it's been a month and a half of this stuff. It won't just quit, you know what I mean? And now Danny called me today, David. And after our barbecue adventure over there last week, all that smoke agitated her lungs. She's back on antibiotics.
Oh, man. Who's got all the noise in the background?
I don't know. Somebody's having a party. I want to be there.
Somebody's got a whole bunch of noise in the background.
It just won't go away. It will not go away.
Man, I'm telling you. You guys in the sickness stuff.
Fine. Hell, you and I were fine last week. But Miss Danny, boy, she got home and it got hit her again.
Oh, man.
She made the mistake of using my sinus spray.
Uh-oh.
That night before, I said, that's going to cost you. Sure as hell. She got her sick again.
Yeah. Yeah, she picked up your bugs from it.
Yep.
Oh,
yep,
man.
And that barbecue. She said the smoke agitated her lungs at night. By the time we got home, she was not feeling too hot at the hotel.
She
breathing.
That's too bad.
But the food was
great.
We had
a good time. That was some good barbecue, wasn't it?
It was awesome, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Sad to report I had Domino's pizza tonight for dinner. That's just.
And all we got to do is drag your butt back over here so we can do that again in May.
Pretty soon. Lake Fork,
yeah.
You got it, my brother. Not too far away.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll get here much sooner than we think, I'll tell you what. You know,
than we want.
Well, yeah.
I get thinking parts almost. And I want to. I'm getting old quick, man.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Before we go any further and get ourselves in a lot of trouble because we don't have a disclaimer, I guess you better do your thing and get that out of the way so that
sure.
We don't get in a jam.
You want the patented one? Or?
Of course.
Guys, welcome. welcome to our Tuesday night every other week call. Of course, if you're here for legal advice, you should hang up and probably go elsewhere because we don't know what that is. And we don't know how to give any, but we hear and we understand that attorneys know how to do this, and that's why you pay them the big bucks. So go find yourself an attorney if you want some legal advice. But if not, enjoy our conversation today, because we're going to have a lot of conversations on our cases and our wins and losses and situations, and you might learn something from that. So with that, Dave, go ahead. You're ready to rock.
What a deal. What a deal. Well,
what a deal,
yeah,
right?
It's been interesting. You know, needless to say, the weatherman has wreaked havoc on the country this winter and the spring. You know, if you live in the Midwest, I sure feel for you. They said there's in the Midwest part of the country, there's about 1 million acres of farmland underwater. And it's going to get worse. I just saw the long-range forecast. There's still snowpack up north and everything. And, of course, we got spring rains coming. And the upper part of the country is supposed to have warmer than normal temperatures. So all that'll do is speed up the snow melt instead of slowing it down. So all that's just going to add to it. But, you know, we have that unfortunate part of things. Then we have, our unfortunate part of things with what's going on in the political scene, and we aren't even going to go there. That's just a mess, to say the least. And I pretty much tune it out. I get stuff that sticks to me once in a while, but I try and scrape it off as quickly as it gets stuck to me. I don't want any part of it because it's all noise, you know. Most of you know I don't watch TV. I can't remember the last time I had the TV on. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and I think that was just for either weather or news, local news one night. So, I just don't partake in that stuff. And my suggestion to most people is, don't listen to it, because all it'll do is irritate you if you got half a mind. If you don't have half a mind, well, then you're going to be, oh, man, that's really cool. Well, I don't know. But if anybody has any good news for us, you hit the one key on the keypad in your phone. That'll put you in the queue so that we can take your good news. The only good news I have at the moment is I am going to be getting another check in a couple weeks from the settlement with the debt collector in Minnesota. They violated my rights. I sued them, and they're paying me. That's what we do. And I sent a notice of intent to sue out today to a debt collection company in California that's called my cell phone quite a number of times. It would appear that they may have stopped because I haven't been getting many calls lately like I was. So I went ahead and sent them a notice of intent to sue, and we'll see if they want to discuss things, if we can come to a figure. If not, then I'll sue them, and then we'll do discovery, and I'll find out precisely how many times they called my cell phone. But they left an automated voice message a number of times, so they're dead meat. It's just a matter of figuring out how many they've got and whether they want to settle or whether they want to spend a lot of money on lawyers to lose a trial. But that's their choice, and they're going to have to make that. So, I'm having fun with that. Midland, I can't hardly wait until we can get that back in our original jurisdictions. Who knows when that's going to be. That's just another one of those things that's been going on. It was 5 years ago this month I started that action, and they've had it held up in the MDL for 5 years, which is absolutely ridiculous. And I did read some information recently where over 50% of the litigation in the federal courts now is in MDLs. More than 50% instead of being adjudicated at the local level, which is just absolutely ridiculous. And there are more and more people calling for reform on the use of the MDL as a result of all of this crap.
Dave, are you talking about the number of lawsuits or the number of plaintiffs?
lawsuits, as far as I know, the way I read it.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, it really truly is amazing that there's that much stuff that's getting dragged into MDLs. But, you know, I mean, all this TCPA stuff they keep dragging in there, and that stuff just, you know, it, Jesse, would you quit disconnecting yourself?
Thank you. I was just texting John to let you know I dropped off. Sorry.
Oh, I saw you mop up there. It's like, caller Jesse has dropped. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesse, you need to quit doing
it. I can't control it, buddy.
Yeah.
Just Carolina.
But anyway, Larry, as far as I know, the way I read it, it was a number of cases. So... It's truly ridiculous, and of course you and I are victims of the MDL situation, and I know other people that have been dragged into MDLs too, all over TCPA, and it's a flagrant abuse of that part of the federal litigation system, in my view. But you know, they're letting them do it. So, anyway, that's the news I have right now. Jesse, you got any good news for us?
I've got nothing, sir. It has been quiet on the home front for me, for all my cases.
Okay.
Of course, we have discovery that we shot out, and they just gave us the blanket, attorney-client privilege nonsense.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good to do our motion to compel. But that's basically all that's happened in the last 2 weeks. There's been nothing. It's just been deader than a doornail, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is. Sometimes you have excitement and other times you don't. You know the way that works.
Well, right. It's, it seems to be feast or famine, you know, when it comes to litigation
exactly.
Stuff. Either you got more stuff going on, you know, you're like a one-armed paper hanger, or you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs, one or the other. But you know, and by the way, for everybody out there,
for a while,
yeah, Jesse and his wife were in town. We got together a week ago Sunday night and had an absolutely wonderful dinner. Great time
yep.
to talk and
good
had
time.
Some absolutely fabulous Texas barbecue. And
yep.
I tell you, this
place we went
through
there. I cannot go through
Dallas
without seeing my buddy. So,
yeah.
Well, you know that, Dave.
Right.
I've never been through
yeah.
there and not seen you. So.
Oh, I know.
For years,
I know. And, you know,
wherever
you are, you know, I drove, about 20 miles over there to get to where,
yeah.
where you were over by the airport and stuff. That's nothing. I mean,
just
you know.
The barbecue was
but,
worth it, though. It really was.
But
damn,
that,
was
that
barbecue.
Place, yeah, that place we went is absolutely humongous. I mean,
yeah.
you guys would have
guys.
To see. Well, everything's bigger in Texas, you know. This is a good example of it. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in there eating. That's how big this place is. And,
I think it's the size of a regular Walmart store. That's kind of what I would think it's like.
Yeah, it is just absolutely huge. And they are so efficient in how they operate. Man, they run you
yeah.
through there like cattle down a chute. But the food was absolutely
it was pretty
fabulous.
Impressive.
Yeah, yeah. And I've had some good barbecue here, but that's right up there at the top. But anyway, it was good to see Jesse and Danny, his wife, and hopefully I'll be seeing Jesse's smiling face again in May, because he's going to be back down here in Texas, and I got to drag his butt over here from East Texas to have some barbecue again. So
hey,
I'm
hoping to drag my wife's butt with me to Texas again, so we'll see what happens.
Ooh, man, you mean I get to see both of you again? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
man,
Danny, well,
cool.
Don't forget her cousin lives right there about 50 miles from Lake Fork,
yeah,
where the tournament's
from
at.
Lake Fork.
She gets a day or two with Nikki, and, yeah, so she likes it. She gets to spend time with
her. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
The childhood best
well,
friend, you know, so.
I would just absolutely love to see both of you guys again. Jeez, you know,
that'd be good. Yeah,
we didn't
likewise,
have that much
sure.
time as it was, you know, and
well, a couple
it'd
of hours.
Be nice to have a little more. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were there about
absolutely.
2.5 hours, but anyway,
yep.
So we did have a good time. So anyway, John, you got any good news for us? Any word on your appeal yet?
No, but interesting enough, you know, as I told you, the in the infinite wisdom of the defendant, they pulled two hard pulls from two different consumer reporting agencies back in January. That was after oral argument. And then I obtained my credit reports last Friday night, I guess it was, and I found that I saw an entry for something called Data Verify, and I didn't know what it was, but I did a little research, and it's owned by a company that's called Automated Research Incorporated, which is owned by something called CBC Innovus, which is a brother company to Innovus, the credit reporting agency.
Right.
Now, they say that they're not a credit reporting agency or consumer reporting agency. And when I called and discussed it with them, they told me that, in fact, they had pulled on behalf of the defendant in my case. And that it wasn't for a consumer report. It was more of an investigative report. So they were telling me that they were only governed by the Graham-Leachy-Bliley Act, but I beg to differ with them and think that they're, you know, under the purview of the FCRA, which they said they weren't. But, you know, they are. When I looked at the case law, I looked them up, you know, I pulled them up for lawsuits, and they've been sued multiple times. A lot of times the plaintiffs lose because I don't think they plead it right, but the ones that win, they settle quickly, and they basically assert that they're a reseller, and resellers fall under the FCRA. One thing that resellers are supposed to do when they put in the marker for the purpose, they're also supposed to list who they acquired the report for. And if they sell it to any other party other than who they acquire the report for, they're supposed to put another entry into your report. So, and then,
right.
You know, when I dug a little further, they're supposed to send you a disclosure when they're doing something related to an investigative report. So anyways, this just opens up a whole nother thing to look at. But I didn't know that Innovus had a sister company, brother company called CBC Innovus. Did any of you?
Yeah, I've heard that name. Yeah, I've heard
yes.
the name.
Not
yeah.
till you
but
call
I
me
didn't
and
know
told me
precisely who they were.
CBCS is
yeah.
a company, and I've sued them twice. I sued
and
I sued Innovus twice too, and they all paid me.
I like to hear that.
Hilarious. So they pay good is what you're saying.
John's hearing a familiar song, one he likes.
Yeah, right.
Well, the way I'm seeing it, though, it's, you know, Data Verify, a.k.a. Automated Research, Inc., and then the additional, the parent company is CBC Innovus. And then there's some other acronym name they have for a third company, and I haven't really completely figured out if they're like an in-between company or not. But when I called and talked to their, you know, consumer department, and then, you know, because I was asking very pointed questions, they had to get a supervisor, which I had to call back like 5 times to get the supervisor on the phone. Well, one time when I was calling for her, she called me, and the number popped up on my phone. And the area code it was coming from wasn't from where Data Verify is located or Automated Research Incorporated was located. It came from where CBC Innovus is located. So obviously they're just, you know, they've got a bunch of shells. But if they're a fictitious person, they can be a defendant.
Right.
So.
Oh, you're just having too much fun.
I'm going to try to scrape something together on that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they keep opening doors in your face.
Well, let them keep paying you, Johnny.
Yep. Larry, did you sue them in federal or state?
Say again, please.
Did you sue them in federal or state?
In Novus and federal and CBCS, I think it was both times in state. I know one time was in state. Maybe one was in federal. It's hard to keep track.
I know. You just have a lot of cases.
When you're a litigation machine like Larry, it just gets lost
right
in the shovel or the shuffle.
I'm looking
thank
at.
Thank you.
I'm going to look for my settlement agreement and tell you. I actually settled CBCS in two separate cases at one time.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. Pay you all at once and get it over with, huh?
Yeah. See, the thing is, and I can't remember which company I did this with, but I have a knack for setting people up for violating.
No,
in fact,
no.
Yeah, I did it several times today because I was just kind of in a mood and I needed to get some things going. But with one company, I actually told them, you know, you really should put in the agreement that I'm not allowed to call this company anymore, because otherwise I will do that. You will violate, and I'll sue you again. That was the only way I could settle at the terms I wanted, so it was fine.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Excellent.
Oh, we just have too much fun, don't we, everybody?
That's true. Excuse my cough. Woo.
Yeah, and you know, everybody out there listening, you know, you guys can have this fun too if you just take the time to study and learn about this stuff and just take the bull by the horns and throw it to the ground and stomp on it. You know, I mean, that's what
right
we do. We find our opportunities and we take action, and what we don't know, we go and study and
don't
learn.
Hurt us.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you're not going to win every single thing, but we sure win the majority of things. There's no question about that. So, well, that's good. Larry, you get any money lately?
No, but I should be getting some soon. Oh, I just checked, John. I sued CBCS in state court two times. It was Chase that I had sued in both state and federal on separate lawsuits and settled in the same time.
Okay, yeah. Cool enough. Thank you.
All right. Well, Terry, you got any good news for us?
Well, aside from we had a family bowling night on Sunday night, and that's the worst I have bowled in 10 years. But the good news is the rest of them bowled worse. So I won anyway.
Oh. So you came out on top even on a bad day.
On a very bad day, yeah. I mean, my top score was like 100.
Jesus.
Oh, man, this sucks. No kidding.
Course,
and I broke three
nails,
too.
Yeah, I think it's been 35 years since I had a bowling ball in my hand, so I'd probably bowl a 64.
It was just awful. But now this is funny. Haley still, you know, she's not very strong and she has a hard time. And I told her before we left, Haley, we got to kick butt. And she said, but Guy, I'm a terrible bowler. And I said, no, we're going to fix that. And she said, how are we going to do that? I said, you know how that front pin is like right in the front? And she said, yeah. I said, just imagine that's Hillary Clinton. And the one to the right is Barack Obama. You just get that ball between the two of them. Well, I'll be damned if she didn't throw a strike. And then she turns around and she said, Guy, I got the whole gang. I said, just keep bowling like that, kid.
Yeah, really?
Anyway,
yeah, for the rest of your life.
That article that I sent out to you guys earlier with links to the update letters on NCLC, that's very pleasing because it looks like, well, it is, there were some very positive dominoes falling in a negative way against them that they thought would fall their way. And the reason I say that is, of course, the end of the debt buyers really thought that terrible case out of the fourth, Santander Hansen, was going to just grease their skids for years to come. But the Third Circuit overruled that idea, and they're back in the junk debt buyer category, and they don't get to stand in the shoes of the creditor. So at least Hansen was set straight. TCPA stuff is on the positive. What was the other one? The FDCPA stuff in regard to mortgages that they really thought was a big deal in their favor. No, not so much. So I'm very pleased with dominoes falling in our direction, not theirs.
That works. That absolutely does work. Okay.
That's all the news I got.
All right. Well, again, I'm going to say
there is one thing, Dave. I don't know if you saw on the Inside Arm newsletter that went out, but the House Financial Services Committee had a hearing entitled "Who's Keeping Score, Holding Credit Bureaus Accountable, and Repairing a Broken System." This was back on February 26th, and it had the CEOs of TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian testifying. And it's the first time they've all had to testify before the committee since the cyber attack that Equifax was hit by. And I guess they've been hit with a lot of litigation over that. There's a proposal to change the FCRA partly, and they want to eliminate the use of credit checks for employment purposes, establish new requirements on consumer reporting agencies when notified of inaccuracies or incomplete information, create a right to appeal the results of investigations and disputed information, require furnishers to maintain records to verify the accuracy of disputed information, require the removal of paid or settled derogatory accounts, restrict the appearance of information about medical debts, reduce the amount of time most derogatory items are permitted to remain on a consumer's credit report from 7 years to 4 years, with bankruptcies being permitted to remain on the credit for a maximum of 7 years instead of 10 years. Prevent the reporting of adverse information related to mortgage loans if the information relates to an unfair, deceptive, or abusive act or practice. Requires a loan rehabilitation option for consumers with private student loans who were defrauded or misled. Grant the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau the authority to regulate the development of new credit scoring models and require consumer access to free annual credit scores. And the proposed bill was sponsored by Maxine Waters.
Nice.
Well,
no wonder it's a laundry
something
list.
Really good. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, that's amazing considering that's the mental range of a windshield wiper.
Well,
yeah.
Anyways, it's something good if they do that, clean that up. And if the CEOs were called in because of being hit with a rash of lawsuits, that's good. They at least get beaten a little bit.
Yeah, send me that, John.
I will.
Please.
Yep.
That pleases me no end. There's a lot of issues that you did list there that are long overdue, and if implemented, okay, you guys, if they implement that, it'll take the CRAs 5 years to catch up with it.
Well,
and it'll only serve to make litigation easier for us. Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, in Maxine's own words, and I think this is the smartest thing she's ever said, the bill is designed to place the burden of removing mistakes from credit reports onto the credit bureaus and furnishers.
Yeah.
And are you sure that nowhere in that list it doesn't say impeach 45?
Got to be in there. It's in the footnote somewhere.
Somewhere. But no, I think that's great. And like I said, they are so far behind any effort whatsoever in regard to compliance with the FCRA as it stands today. Another amendment, God knows how long it'll take them to get it right. And look how much easier that will make things for us.
Well, we'll just have to see how it shakes out because, you know, you can propose a lot of things
and
how many of them get strained out when it goes through the colander is the million-dollar question, of course.
Well, yeah, I want to keep an eye on that. That's why I asked him to send it to me.
Yeah. So, well, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes, you know. And there's more discussion now about the TCPA in Congress. They're starting to dig into that and talk about that a little bit more, but there ain't going to be anything happens anytime quick on that yet either. So that's a hurry up and wait situation. But at least there's more discussion about it, and more people starting to fall in supporting some of the legislation that's been introduced. So hopefully there'll be something, you know, maybe within the next year or two that the positive that gets done there. But, you know, as the old saying goes, I'll believe it when I see it when it comes to Congress.
Right. What
John,
HR 1500 did pass today in the House, and that was sponsored by Maxine Waters, and it's called the Consumer First Act, and the purpose of it is to block the Trump administration's anti-consumer agenda and reverse the efforts led by Mick Mulvaney, director of the Office of Managing Budget, to dismantle the CFPB. So, I mean, that's, you know, pushing things
they're,
the other direction.
They're not, well, in the first place, they were not trying to dismantle the CFPB. What they attempted to dismantle, and they did, was the fact that all of the fine money that was going to the CFPB was not, in fact, going to the U.S. Treasury. It was going into a slush fund for Democratic campaigns. That's what got undone. So good luck putting that one back, Maxine. But I got a question for you, John. Was the date of the testimony date when the CEOs were testifying before Congress, was that in there?
February 26th.
Okay, because I want to try to look it up on YouTube. Usually you can find those hearings on YouTube, and I would dearly love to watch that one.
And it's the House Financial Services Committee. It's right in the beginning of the article. I sent you both articles.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We are going to one more time ask if anybody out there in listening land has got any good news for us. If you do, hit the one key on the keypad in your phone and put yourself in the queue. And if people have got questions, hit the one key on the keypad in your phone. That'll put you in the queue. We'll start taking your questions. And I want to again remind everybody, like I have before, if you've got a question, do not wait. Do not wait to put your hand up, because when we run out of questions, we're going to fold up shop and we're going to head down the road because we've all got things to do. So get your hand up and be ready when we call on you, and we'll take questions as long as we've got people with questions. But other than that, we'll just say sayonara. All right. We evidently have a internet caller here because all it is 1111111. So you have been unmuted for your question or good news. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay. Mike, I actually have a question. I wanted to ask you, because I know that there was a little email that was sent out by What Lies in Your Debt, but I just wanted to, you know, just hear what you think about the that recent Supreme Court case with Obdusky and the non-judicial foreclosure, and your take on that, how it's going to affect the lay of the land from, you know, them coming out and making that ruling.
Well,
let Jesse address
I don't
that
think
one.
I don't think it's going to affect like anything major. But at the end of the day, we've been saying the key takeaway from that is that that a foreclosure action is an attempt to collect a debt. That's really what the big takeaway is. And for years, in states like Texas, Colorado, Maryland, you know, they've gotten away with, oh, we're just enforcing some security interest. That's crap. And the Supreme Court just proved it. So it took this long to get there, and now it's prudent to use the FDCPA against these people. Part of their problem was the fact that they never verified or validated anything. They just moved forward, which is the case in a lot of non-judicial foreclosures. So, you know, that's about it. I don't think it's going to change a whole lot other than it gives you that one more, you know, bullet. So does that make sense?
Well, keep in mind that the attorneys on the bank side are going to spin that as, oh, it's a win for the banks. It's, you know, don't buy into all the spin. You need to read the decision and read it carefully and think about it and understand. And was there anything
the decision basically said that they are debt collectors. That's what the decision is. It's not in the favor of the bank. Mm-hmm. It's against the attorney. So there's no way to spin it the way you just said. It's impossible to spin it in favor of a bank. Contrary to that.
That doesn't mean they're not going to try.
Oh, they're going to try. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But the Supreme Court just basically said they're debt collectors. It's in line with Hines versus Jenkins. You know, everything lines up. Like we've always said it, though. Every moderator here said, what the hell is a foreclosure action if it's not a debt collection activity? You know, is it a birthday party? What the hell is it? You know? So, yeah. But that's it. There's really not anything crazy but that. And that in itself is very strong. So that should be, you know, it should make everybody very, very happy. That's all.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to get your take on it because actually we have a case going on and it just the attorney's already we're waiting on a decision on a motion to dismiss, and the attorney's already came back in and wrote a note to the judge saying, oh, look at this Supreme Court case that you want to review this because this is going to affect your outcome, and this is a case that's in a judicial foreclosure district. And they're trying to make it like, non-judicial, and if they're chasing a security interest and they're shielded because of that special exception, and now they're trying to, draw a line into judicial foreclosure now. So it's just these
guys judicial foreclosure has always been considered a debt collection activity. That's nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
make
sense?
Yeah, but that's part of that spin I was talking about.
This was a non-judicial.
Right.
Yeah, but
right,
this is a non-judicial state. This is not a judicial state. This is a non-judicial state.
Great. Right.
I don't know what your attorney's saying, but that doesn't make sense.
Hmm.
Well, the attorney's on the other side, right?
Yes, the attorney's on the other side, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're trying to spin it.
Right.
You know, which that's what we expect. That's their job.
Yeah, yeah. But what you just said is your attorney or their attorney said that it was in a judicial state, which is not correct.
Oh, no. No,
that's what you just got done saying, so, okay.
No, the case, the ruling was non-judicial from Supreme Court, but the case that we're involved in is a judicial state. So they're trying to...
It's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to drag it over into judicial land, and it's like, no.
Correct.
No, they're trying to say it doesn't apply because they're in judicial land. That's what they're saying, which is incorrect.
Yeah.
It applies anywhere, period.
Well, you know, here again, like anything else, anytime you have a decision on things, and this is just for everybody's benefit out there, you know, some people have a tendency when something like this comes out or when you're reading a pleading to skim over it. That's one of the worst things you can do if you're really trying to learn something. You need to really read and think about everything you're reading. What did I just read? What did that sentence actually say? I think it was about such and such. No, exactly. What did it say? What did it mean? That's the way you have to approach this legal stuff that we do, because it's very, very detailed. And you can make an assumption about something because you skim over something and you don't actually read what's really there. We've seen people do that numerous times. And, I'm trying to throw some stuff out there to caution people. Pay attention to the details. Don't be in a hurry. Get it right. It's very much to your benefit and your best interest to do that. So. Okay, do you have any other questions for us?
No, that was it. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay. And you know what? I'm going to scroll down here, but I don't see another hand up. Come on, you guys. If you got questions for us, and you know, keep in mind, some people may be a little timid, especially new people, like, well, you know, I don't want to ask that question. It sounds stupid. No, the stupid question is one that you don't ask because you don't get an answer to it. If you're not sure about something, the whole idea of us being here is to help you, not just to entertain ourselves on a Tuesday night every other week. You know, we have lives. We have things that we do. We make ourselves available for you guys. So if you've got questions, go ahead and pop up with your question. You know, I know it's springtime and, you know, the weather's gotten nicer around a lot of the country and there's a lot of people out doing things. But if you're on the call and you've got a question, this is your time to get it answered because, Jesse won't be with us for another 2 weeks. And if you've got anything related to foreclosure or something, he's the man. You know, he can't argue with his success rate. So. Hit the one key on the keypad in your phone, and if I don't see any hands come up, everybody should know that we're going to go ahead and wrap it up and say good night. That's what we do. We stay here as long as there's somebody that wants our help. Otherwise, we're going to call it a night and go about our business and do whatever we got to do. And you know what, Jesse? I don't see any other hands popping up, so I guess
so be it.
We'll call it a night for tonight.
Wrap it up, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, now all of a sudden here we got somebody. All we got to do is threaten them. Go on, you guys. I told you in the beginning, don't do this. All right, let's go to 646. You are unmuted. Go ahead.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we like the threats. So it's not really a question.
Yeah, I'm going to get my wet noodle out if you guys don't quit doing that.
My name is Sonia. I've been calling in for a few months. I'm still kind of a newbie, but I sent out a dispute to Equifax after I requested my full file disclosure. But I just wanted to tell you guys this because it's kind of interesting. They sent me an email back, even though I sent everything in writing. I don't even think I ever gave him my email address. But anyway, it says, "Dear me," whatever, "your most recent Equifax reinvestigation has been started. This process can take up to 30 days to complete. Here they try to trick you and say for faster delivery, your results, you can now receive the results of your investigation online. To accept receipt of the results of your investigation online, please click this link." And then they have something kind of, you know, savvy. Says, "We appreciate your help as we work together to protect our environment by going green and increasing your account security with electronic delivery." So if you guys are filing disputes, just know that I remember Terry saying that you should not do anything online with these guys.
Right.
I forgot the specific reason, because you can, like, lose your rights,
well,
or arbitration or something like that.
Especially now, because they have snuck in some language into the little button that you got to click, that you accept their terms of service online or whatever. And in that language is an agreement to arbitration. And you
yeah.
don't ever want to do that.
Yeah.
Because you're giving away your right to sue.
That response is something new. And it would not surprise me one little bit if, when you go to that link to get your results of investigation, there isn't some kind of button to push for accepting their terms, and there goes the arbitration agreement. I would not trust them anything online anymore.
Absolutely not.
Right.
I know better than to do it online. But what's interesting is that I really don't remember giving these guys my email address. So that disturbs me.
Oh, they have
more.
All sorts of information on you that you don't even know
yeah.
about. Believe me.
Okay.
And that's
hold
what
on,
they're trying to hide.
That's a really good detail, something that you just brought up, Dave. Now, okay, you said you sent them your letter for full file disclosure.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they send you a so-called file credit report?
No. Equifax sent me a file disclosure. I went through it and saw, like, the discrepancies on the report and filed a letter, I think a dispute letter.
Okay, hold on.
Those violations, yes.
Okay, never mind that, right? If you requested a full file disclosure, they sent you what they're calling a file disclosure, which is a credit report. Did that contain your email address?
I didn't even look. I mean, I looked. But I didn't look. I didn't eye that.
Okay, I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going somewhere with this, all right? If that did not contain your email address, and yet when you filed a dispute, they sent you an email, and you did not give them your email address, that is absolute proof that they did not send you all the data they were holding on you.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
No, that's
you
the
really
kind of stuff
think.
That they're doing. That's evidence.
Wow.
Do not lose that email. Print it out.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. I'm plugging in the USB to the printer.
How stupid is that?
That's hysterical. And I didn't even call thinking it was going to be like, a dispute, like a potential claim. I called to tell people what they're doing.
Right, but you are new and you're not used to dealing with this stuff. But as we're always pointing out, the devil's in the details, those little details. And something so stupid as to send you a credit report, which is not full file disclosure, and we all know it, but then to turn around and send you an email at an address that is not in that report, and you did not give them, they just handed you gold evidence that they did not disclose all the file they were, all the information they were holding in your file, obviously.
Wow. I didn't even think about it like that. I'm glad I called in then. Thanks.
Yeah. That's great. I'd like to have them do that with do their butt in the blank.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. I like that little wrinkle. I hope they're doing it with everybody.
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
Well, yeah, that's good.
Thank you
for the feedback on that. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, that was really it. So I appreciate the help. And my name is Sonia, by the way. I always forget to tell you my name when I call in.
Well,
yeah,
we're gonna have to
change the opening thing, Dave. When we do good news and stupid lawyer moments, it's gonna have to be good news and stupid lawyer and CRA moments, because they're just doubling down on dumb.
Yeah, yeah, doing that kind of stuff, they sure are.
And Equifax is just—they had something else in the email, something about. You know, you can do it online because it protects you against security breaches.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you had a mass security breach. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
After the biggest breach in history, they have the audacity to tell you that, this would be much simpler and easier for you and far more secure if you did it online. Yeah, buddy, you know, and the only people that's protecting is you with your little arbitration agreement.
Yeah.
Oh, they're funny. So I repeat, they're just doubling down on dumb.
It's a funny sentence. They say, we appreciate your help. As we appreciate your help as we work together to protect our environment by going green and increasing your account security with electronic delivery. Are you crazy? People can hack that. Like, what are you talking about?
through open source email. That is so secure.
Yeah, security, my security.
Yeah. Well, isn't it nice to know they're so concerned with you and the security of your data?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been saying there had to have been a mass sale on shovels, cheap shovels, because they just don't know when to stop digging.
Yeah, this is good stuff. So I'm definitely going to look over the disclosure again, just to double back, because I really don't recall
look at that fine
getting in my email. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Sonia.
Have
a great evening.
Have a good night. You too.
Well, it's good to know they've adopted that little habit. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, we got a couple more people that popped their hands up here, and I'm telling you guys, you know, have your hands up. Hit the one key. If you've got a question for us tonight, don't be sitting on your laurels or whatever else you might be sitting on. Hit the one key on the keypad in your phone and get yourself in the queue. And with that said, let's go to 404. You're unmuted. Go ahead. 404, you're up to bat. 404, going once.
Atlanta.
Going twice. Gone.
404 fell asleep.
Yeah, evidently either that or went to the kitchen for a sandwich. But let's go to 312. You're unmuted. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, everyone. James Stewart.
Good evening.
Good evening. My question is about declaratory judgments. I'm in a foreclosure case, and the attorney on the other side wants to have a declaratory judgment to add another defendant to the foreclosure from a deed recorded in 1974. So I guess they're trying to say that I don't actually own the property, that this deed that's in trust is the owner of the property. And so I filed a claim with my title insurance company because they don't own it. They should have known that, right?
I would think. Yeah. When did you get your mortgage?
No.
Yeah. I got my mortgage in.
David.
A Wamuu mortgage. And
yeah, but when did you get your mortgage?
2007, just before Wamuu went out of business.
Okay.
But
that's
but
a little bit before the
70s,
or I mean a little bit after the 70s, you think, Jesse?
Yeah.
At least that's the way I do my math.
I don't know if that's accurate.
I don't do math, and I can get that.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't believe that that's accurate, sir.
What?
That doesn't make any sense to me, what they're saying to you.
No, it doesn't make sense. But so I'm waiting for the title insurance company to get back with me. They get back with me. So.
Well, you're going to have to wait.
Good grief.
No doubt about it. You're going to have to wind up waiting. What a bunch of nonsense, though, huh?
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, 70s? I haven't heard something that crazy in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, Jesse, don't you think that it's likely to take a good long time to untangle that mess, and he might be living rent-free for a while?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's for a little while,
anyway.
I'd say
that's a definite possibility, yeah. Good grief.
Unbelievable.
Well, in my
wait a minute. Because if that went into a trust that long ago, oh, Lordy, where is it now?
Well, I don't think they were even doing those back then, were they? 74?
Yeah, they were doing trust, but regular trust, not trust like, you know, we have
not like we have today.
And pooling.
Right.
There's no telling. I mean, the people might not even be alive anymore.
Exactly.
Well, the lady passed, for sure. That's how I got the property, because she had passed, and the conservator was the one that signed the paperwork to sell the property. So she might not even have
what a mess.
The authority to
sign. Oh, boy.
Because if
so
she wasn't
they're trying to allege that there was a problem with the what the conservator did. Is that what they're saying?
Oh, they haven't even mentioned the conservator. That's just some stuff that I saw in my paperwork when I bought the property. It listed her as a conservator. The person that signed the paperwork for the person that I bought the property from, who was unable or incompetent or could know what was going on. Evidently.
Yeah.
He was sick. Right.
What a mess.
Yeah, boy.
I don't think they're going to be successful in grabbing it from you for a while till that gets all sorted out.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if I should just wait for the title insurance company to decide what they're going to do, or bring them into the case itself and have them fight that part of the case. Because they would be obligated to fight that, right? I mean, the title insurance company. So
that, you know, I'm thinking about what you just said. Yeah. You know, what you just said is very accurate. If you bring them in there, they'd be obligated to help you fight that battle.
Yeah
they would.
So you'd have a whole other firm in your favor. You know?
Yeah.
Just food for thought, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Food for thought.
It's just more guests at the party.
Sometimes big parties are fun.
And you what? Right, but you definitely want a charge of cover charge.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a bad idea, possibility of bringing them in. You know, you might talk to them and say, well, you know, maybe I need to bring you in on this too. See how they react to that.
Mm-hmm.
See what they have to say about, you know, what they're doing. Are they working on trying to figure things out, or are they dragging their feet, or what?
It seems like they're trying to drag their feet, because I sent a notice on the 5th of last month. They sent me notice about a week ago that they just got it on the 15th, 10 days later. And they're going to get in touch with me within the next 30 days. So...
Well, the larger, larger companies, they, you know, they get that kind of stuff in that's got to go through their internal procedures. It's not like it hits the mail room and gets on somebody's desk and they get to act on it right away. You know, they got to figure out what department it's got to go to, depending on what the issue is and everything else. So, you know, for it to take a few days internally before they start acting on it, that's not a surprise, and I don't think that's unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when they tell you
they're
going to get with you within 30 days and they don't do that, then that's when you start leaning.
So I'm thinking I got to go to court tomorrow. I just try to get a continuance or some more time to respond to the motion. That's my best bet.
Yeah, I think you might want to do that. Explain to the court, you know, what's going on, what's come up, and what you're doing, what you're in the process of doing to try and uncover the truth here of what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, does that answer your question?
I feel like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
All righty. Thank you.
All right.
Interesting to see where that one goes. Man, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. It's just amazing the stuff that
bring the company in.
We come upon out here. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. One more time, everybody. We had several people that popped up there. Hit the one key on the keypad on your phone if you've got a question for us. If you don't do that, if nobody does that, then... we're going to automatically assume there are no more questions, and we're going to wrap things up. And it looks like that's probably the way we're going to go. So I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Tomorrow, I believe we've got a webinar. Who's doing the webinar tomorrow?
I have no clue, and I hope it ain't me.
I think it's open Q&A.
You checked?
Oh boy, we got all our moderators on here, and nobody's telling me they're doing a webinar tomorrow. Yeah, and I'm looking.
Gut feeling. Are you looking? You want me to look?
Yeah, I'm looking. As soon as I get logged in here, and we will let everybody know. Protecting your money, John.
It's me.
Yes, Sir John. Tomorrow, protecting your money.
Better about that one.
3:00 Eastern.
Well, hey, the boy's been sick.
Yeah, I had to call
the
Dave today.
Been sick.
Dave,
cut him
Dave.
Some slack.
Yeah, I said, do we have a call tonight, Dave? I don't remember. I said, don't abuse me now. Asking you a tough question. But God, I've been so busy. I just lost track of the week. I've been home in 7 weeks, so you know. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. That's the way it goes on our end, you guys. You know, you think, oh well, you know, you guys just hop on the phone. Yeah. We got lives too. I got plenty of stuff going on. I got a whole new project I'm working on my end here, and that's taking up a bunch of time. And that's just the way it goes. But anyway, 3:00 tomorrow afternoon, And that, of course, is for the members. If you're not a member, well, I guess my question is, why not? How can you get the information that we've spent all these years, almost 10 years, putting together, putting in that website so that you guys have a place to go and study, and it's all broken down by subject matter, so it's not like, oh, well, you got to go pick through it like it's a city dump. It's all organized as to what your area is that you want to be learning about, whether it's foreclosures or TCPA or FDCPA or FCRA or protecting your money, making yourself judgment-proof. That's the kind of stuff that John is going to be covering tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So, and he's very good at that. So that's your clue for tomorrow. And then, of course, Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern, Terry's call is going to be coming up. She used to do it on Wednesday. She doesn't do it on Wednesday. She decided she wants to be a Thursday night gal, so she does it then. If you're not on her email list to get the call information, send an email to queensongbird@gmail.com. Just say, please put me on a list. And do it now. Don't wait until, you know, tomorrow afternoon, half hour before the call, because you won't get the information. You won't get it in time. So
no,
do
Thursday,
that. And then,
Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yeah. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yeah, you said.
That's what I'm saying.
You said don't wait till tomorrow afternoon. But you should do it now because I'm
well,
a busy
gal. Well,
that's
what I'm saying. Don't wait till tomorrow afternoon. Don't even, whatever you do, don't even think about waiting till Thursday afternoon. Do it now. If you're not on her email list, just get it done, get it out of the way right now before you forget about it, and then you're not doing the, oh, crap, I forgot, oh, how am I going to get on? Don't do it. So, anyway, we've got the help out here for you guys. It's all up to you. We don't shove it down your throat. You have to come to the table. We spread the table. I mean, you know, we put a big spread on the table for you guys. It's all up to you to pull up a chair, sit down and partake of what we've put together for you guys to be successful. If you don't do that and you don't get good results, whose fault is it? Not ours, because we set the table. So anyway, thanks again to everybody for joining us. Hope everybody has a great weekend. And as usual, Jesse, you got the last word.
I have the last word, huh? God bless everybody. Thanks to my moderators, of course. Without you guys, we couldn't have any of this. And thank the good Lord, John's got the webinar tomorrow and not me. So that's a good deal.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, guys, thanks. I'm glad you're
feeling
better.
Jesse,
chipper.
Jesse,
what?
It should make you feel very happy to get the last word, because I know you're married and you're not used to that.
I'm never, not 30 years worked. I don't even get
the
last.
You know, I noticed that at dinner last week.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to try to hide it. I understand. Yeah, I'm whipped. It is what it is. Anyway, guys, God bless everybody. Have a great week, and we'll see a bunch of you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Thank you, David.
Yes, sir.
First thing as usual. I appreciate the hell out of it, man.
You bet. And everybody, we'll be back in 2 weeks on Tuesday night. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Good night.